Chapter 8 A Game of Croquet. The first thing Alice saw was a tall rose tree covered in beautiful white roses. But something strange was happening to it. Three gardeners were holding pots of paint, and they were painting the roses red. And all the gardeners were cards, the 2, 5, and 7 of spades. Alice decided to watch, and she went closer.
"Stop that, 5," said 2. "You're splashing paint on me."
"Be angry with 7, not me. He pushed me," replied 5.
7 looked up from his work and said,
"That's right, 5. Always blame someone else for your mistakes."
"Be quiet, 7, said 5. "The Queen was talking about you yesterday. She said, you're going to prison."
"Why?"
asked 2.
"I'm not going to tell you," said 7.
"Well, I'll tell him," cried 5.
"The cook told him to dig up some onions from the garden, but he didn't dig up onions. He dug up flower bulbs."
7 angrily threw his paintbrush on the ground. Then the gardeners saw Alice, and they all bowed to her.
"Will you tell me, please, why you're painting those roses?"
Alice asked. 5 and 7 looked at 2, who looked at his feet. Then he said,
"We made a mistake, miss. The Queen wanted a red rose tree, but we planted a white one. If she finds out, she'll send us to prison. So, we're painting the roses red."
Five was looking across the garden. Suddenly, he cried out,
"It's the Queen! The Queen is coming!"
All the gardeners threw themselves down with their faces touching the ground. Alice could hear the footsteps of soldiers marching, and she waited with the gardeners to see the Queen. 10 soldiers came first, marching in pairs. Like the gardeners, they were all cards, clubs this time. 10 servants came next. They were all diamonds. The children of the King and Queen of Hearts came after the servants, skipping along happily. The children were cards too. Hearts, of course. The Queen's guests followed the royal children. Most of the guests were kings and queens, but Alice saw the white rabbit with them. He was talking and smiling, and he did not see Alice. The Jack of Hearts came after the guests. He was carrying the king's crown on a red velvet cushion. Last of all were the King and Queen of Hearts.
"Shall I throw myself on the ground like the gardeners?" wondered Alice. "But that's silly. If everyone did that, they wouldn't see the Queen."
The Queen stopped and looked at Alice.
"Who's this?"
she asked the Jack of Hearts. He did not know, so he just smiled.
"Fool!"
shouted the Queen and turned back to Alice.
"What's your name, child?"
she asked.
"My name's Alice.
Your Majesty, she replied politely. But she thought,
they're only cards. I'm not afraid of a pack of cards.
And who are these?
Asked the Queen, pointing her finger at the three gardeners. She could only see their backs, of course.
I don't know, said Alice.
At this, the Queen's face turned red.
Send her to prison,
she cried.
Nonsense,
Alice replied, and the Queen was silent. She turned to the Jack of Hearts.
Turn them over,
the Queen said. The Jack of Hearts turned the three gardeners over with his foot. The gardeners all jumped up and they started to bow.
Stop that!
Cried the Queen.
What have you done with that red paint? Send them to prison!
The Queen and everyone else moved on, leaving three soldiers to take the gardeners to prison.
Don't worry, Alice told the gardeners. You won't go to prison.
She hid the gardeners in a large flower pot, and then she joined the Queen.
Can you play croquet?
The Queen asked Alice as they walked along. Alice said that she could, and the Queen cried,
Come with us. The game will start soon.
Then the White Rabbit came up to Alice.
Hello,
Alice said.
The Duchess isn't here. Do you know where she is?
The Queen has sent her to prison, replied the White Rabbit.
She hit the Queen on the nose with a spoon.
Oh dear,
Alice said.
The game of croquet will now begin,
cried the Queen.
Go to your places.
The players started running about and bumping into each other, but after a few minutes, they were all ready. In a normal game of croquet, the players have to hit balls through metal hoops. They use long sticks called mallets to hit the balls. Alice knew that, but this game of croquet was very different. The ground was not flat, and there were lots of holes and bumps. The balls were hedgehogs, and the mallets were pink flamingos. The soldiers stood on their feet and hands and arched their backs. These were the hoops. Alice picked up her flamingo and put it under her arm with its legs hanging down. She made its neck straight and got ready to hit her hedgehog. But the flamingo twisted its head round and looked at Alice, and so she started to laugh. When the flamingo was ready again, the hedgehog crawled away. The hoops would not stay in their places. They stood up and walked about. Nobody waited for their turn to play, and there were lots of arguments. The Queen was soon very angry, marching about and saying,
Send them to prison!
All the prisons must be full, thought Alice. I hope she doesn't send me to one of them.
Then she saw something above her head. It looked like a smile. It was a smile.
It's the Cheshire Cat, said Alice to herself.
A friend, at last. When his mouth appeared, the Cheshire Cat said,
Are you enjoying the game?
Alice waited for his ears to appear, and then she replied,
Not really. They don't play fairly. They fight all the time, and there are no rules. The hoops move around, the balls crawl away.
And do you like the Queen? Asked the Cheshire Cat, as the rest of his head appeared.
No, I don't, replied Alice. She's very...
Then she saw that the Queen was listening.
She's very good at croquet, she said.
The Queen smiled proudly. Then the King spoke to Alice.
Who are you talking to?
He asked.
My friend, the Cheshire Cat, she replied.
The King looked at the Cheshire Cat's head.
I don't like him,
he said.
But he may kiss my hand.
I will not, said the Cheshire Cat.
You're very rude, cried the King. Come here, my dear, and get rid of this cat,
he said to the Queen.
I'll happily do that, replied the Queen. Send him to prison.
Alice went back to the game of croquet. Three players had been sent to prison. When she tried to find her hedgehog, it was fighting with another hedgehog. Her flamingo was trying to fly up into a tree, and all the hoops had disappeared. Then Alice heard a loud cry.
Everyone must come to the court building. The trial is starting.
We're going to court, thought Alice. Someone must have done something wrong.